Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I did find this. New Mexico and New Mexico State, Jason Eck this year said that we need to be playing for a trophy. And the students at the two schools stepped in to create the roaster. A tabletop chili roaster trophy with wooden stands on each side, including the brandings of the two programs. The new trophy was ready in time for this year's game. So they do now play for a trophy. I can't figure out what the defunct old trophy was.
They should do something with like Breaking Bad that's not meth related because it takes place in New Mexico, right?
Yeah. great idea, Mike.
I said not meth related.
Well, what from Breaking Bad would you go with?
I don't know. Maybe just a trophy of Bryan Cranston's character.
Just a Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, just the meth dealer. The whole show is based around meth.
Okay, so go to Better Call Saul. Go to his girlfriend. She's better looking. Wexler, I think it was her name.
Yes, hand out a woman to the winning team. Stoney, you're filled with awesome ideas today.
I know. This is a weird day.
I'd watch that game.
That's right. Let's get to your phone calls. Nolan in Rochester, you're on 97.1. What's up, Nolan?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
I do have a question about Scoobal. Thank you. I have this question about Scoobal at the end, but I just want to say I tuned into JB's conference this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm 5'8", 195 pounds, and he makes me feel like I could start for the Pistons. He has that I mean, he's got that same mentality as Dan Campbell did kind of when he came to Detroit, and it really fires me up. I've never been one to watch the Pistons or even NBA in general, but ever since he came, I've really been tuning in and enjoying watching this brand of basketball. I don't know the game that well enough, but he's really intrigued me. The whole team, I love what they're doing, and definitely think it's going to continue to be an exciting season. My main point, though, I listened to Scoobal's interview after he won the Cy Young, and I don't know why. I wanted to ask you guys if you think after him, you know, obviously just coming out saying he wants to be a Tiger for a long time, enjoys being here, calls it home, all that stuff, if you think there's a bigger or better chance that we sign him or hang on to him moving forward.
I don't think what he said means anything, to be quite honest with you.
You know, Nolan, I put it at about a 3% chance that he would re-sign with Detroit. And I've probably upped it to about a 10% chance. And I don't know. I think a lot of it has to do with fear of a work stoppage and fear of cost certainty, some sort of salary cap that keeps players' salaries down. And if Scoobal doesn't sign soon, his new contract might be constrained by those new rules. And I think, so I have opened up the possibility a little bit that he would resign in Detroit because he can get his money now and be guaranteed it. I am a person, Nolan, that always thinks of the worst case scenario and how it's going to happen to me and how do I guard against it. And so if it were me, I would be signing that contract right now because I'd be convinced that somehow, some way I'd get screwed over by the new system. But I get paranoid.
I agree. And I've tried to convince myself that he's gone and just like to accept it. But I don't know. After hearing him talk and stuff, I got a little bit of hope back.
Do you?
Obviously, this whole lockout deal and stuff plays into that. And I don't know. Obviously, nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors and how much that impacts people signing long term or short term, whatever that may be, and stuff. Do you guys know if that, like, if Torres were to accept a qualifying offer and we get locked out, is it basically we sign him and he never plays, basically? I mean, that could happen with a whole bunch of players that signed that one-year qualifying offer deal.
Well, it would be for this year. His qualifying offer, if he accepts it, it's just a one-year deal, I assume, right? So this season is not in peril of being shut down.
No, it would be after this season. I'm what he said hasn't moved the needle. But the more I read about the CBA, that's moved the needle.
Mm-hmm.
And, look, the Boris Limerick, Scott Boris yesterday irritated the crap out of me. That whole thing is, it did, that annoyed me more than anything. But bottom line here is, this is a massive test for Scott Harris.
Oh, yeah.
It is the big, and there's a Scoobal update today. We'll get to a little bit later on. It's nothing earth-shattering, but it feels like every day MLB insiders are reporting what they're hearing on Scoobal.
Which means they're just hearing it from Scott Boras.
Probably. All right, Lions at Philly. Lions are a 2.5-point underdog. The big storylines this week are the injuries and Dan Campbell week 2 calling plays. Because I think what we'll get a sense of is a truer measurement of Dan Campbell's impact on the offense. As impressive as last week was, the Lions aren't cutting Jack Fox.
No.
They know that they probably will have to punt the rest of the year. But when you don't punt in a game and you've changed your play caller, everyone goes, what's happening here?
Right.
If they do something like that again, and I'm not talking about not punt, but have a very impressive offensive performance, I think then and then it becomes pretty clear, right? We have an actual true measurement of Dan Campbell's impact and how significant it might be.
Yes, we do have to realize, though, that the defense that the Dan Campbell offense will be going against is a little more stout than the Washington Commanders.
Well, that's the point, right? Because of that, if they do something like that again, that's sort of my point, Stoney, if they do it this time,
right.
they're onto something
and
now.
We talked about last week, for the first time in God knows how long, they, like 58% of their plays, they had guys in motion, which they didn't have before that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if they do that again, because Campbell mentioned that crowd noise can impact how you have to call a game. And the crowd noise in Washington, it felt like it was more of a Lions crowd than a Commanders crowd. That will not be the case this weekend. But, Philly has their weaknesses defensively too, specifically the one corner spot that they made moves to try and adjust to. One of them was a long shot, a Hail Mary with Jair Alexander. And I don't know is he officially retired?
I feel, well, he's off. He's getting his physical and mental health taken care of. I know that. Michael Carter, I assume, will be seeing a little bit this week. They're veteran back there who has not played great. It's Adoree Jackson.
Yeah, and teams have picked on him, and the Lions might do the same thing.
Yes.
Philly loves Cooper DeJean as the nickel corner. Mm-hmm. They may have to move him outside and put Michael Carter. Michael Carter's strength was as a nickel with the Jets, and they traded for him. So they made the Jalen Phillips trade, and they traded for the two defensive backs. Didn't give up much.
Right.
One of them, Jair Alexander, long shot. Doesn't look like it's going to work. Carter might be their solution, their you know, they're safe, fail safe, so they can move.
He's there. They lost Avanti Maddox to the Lions.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe Michael Carter's taking his place, basically.
So, you know, there might be somebody for the Lions to pick on offensively there a little bit in that secondary. We shall see. What you don't know is if you move Cooper DeJean and you put Michael Carter in, did you just make yourself weaker at two spots?
Right.
But, you know, I guess time will tell. But
I don't think the Lions will be avoiding going up against Quinyon Mitchell, but he's obviously their best defensive back.
Yeah, and it, you know, John Morton said yesterday that teams really they've seen double coverage on Amon-Ra and on J-Mo, which is why a third receiver, and a great example of it was the fourth and one, the fourth and one completion to Khalif Raymond in the Washington game.
Yeah,
they just didn't cover him.
Right.
They basically were so preoccupied by the other receivers. Khalif Raymond went completely uncovered. That was one. Two is it could be a big Laporta game again.
Well, Laporta didn't practice yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is he still hasn't practiced this week.
And you kind of feel because they sign Frisker to the practice squad, don't forget. So maybe there's something a little more serious with Laporta than we thought.
Brock Wright was back on the practice field, limited in practice, but he did practice yesterday. So, yeah, the Laporta being able to play could potentially be absolutely huge for this team in this game. Stoney, the voting right now on our Twitter page, did the Lions win this game? 77.5% say yes, 22.5% say no.
No surprise.
Yeah. Here's some of the feedback we've gotten from fans. Thomas tweeted us, Lions will win both lines of scrimmage. This will allow the Lions to control the flow of the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And do what they want offensively.
Look, when Lane Johnson got hurt Monday night, I thought he was done for the year. And he was at full practice yesterday. The one Philly guy that you have to be concerned with if you're an Eagle fan is Juergens. He was limited yesterday. He didn't practice the day before. So he's the one who'll probably be up because Dickerson is back. Like I said, Lane Johnson's back. That offensive line, just like the Lions, it's not quite what it was last year, but it's still damn good because Lane Johnson, along with Sewell, are the two best right tackles in football.
More of the feedback here via Twitter. Jamie tweets us, win for the Leos, combination of new vibes for the offense under Dan Campbell, play calling, and Philly struggle running the ball lately. And our D-line will make that continue for them, or the alternative will be Philly winning on a false start tush push at the end of the game. Dev tweets us, Lions win because the Eagles' offense is atrocious, and the Lions' offense is deadly, especially with MCDC calling the shots. Also, the Lions show up in primetime games. They beat Baltimore on the road. They will beat Philly on the road Sunday.
I hope so. I do.
We were talking about this in the office. And Kang still kind of can't believe something. We will get to that today at 10:32. Doug Carstonian for Gator, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.